Episode 1171, Is Change Really Possible?
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day. It is a brand new week. It is Mindset Monday. And we've got a question to dive into deep. Is change really possible? For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, I hope your weekend was filled with some relaxation. We all need that in our life, but we also need to understand where change comes in. We hear this, we talk about balance, and with all of the buzzwords, whether you're looking to be healthy, whether you're trying to run a business, whether you're disciplining your children, whether you're trying to be the CEO of the family and the best wife ever, is change really possible? People profess wanting to change and do something different, but can you? Is it really possible? Can you change the habits? Can you change the directions? Can you change the decisions to get you where you want to go? The short answer? Why, of course, yes. Y-E-S. And a big yes. When isn't yes the right answer? But if that's really the case, why don't more people reach their dreams? Why don't more people reach their goals? Change in anything is tough. So I want to start with something easy, like 2 + 2 = 4. Now, you learned this growing up, didn't you? One of the first addition facts, probably. 1 + 1 = 2, 2 + 2 = 4. Somehow it made sense. It's something that just kind of rolls off your tongue. But what if you were told this years and years and years later? Lots of education and study that, you know what? You were taught wrong. 2 + 2 = 5. Now work with me here. We both know this is not to be true. So if your children are listening, tell them that this is an example. 2 + 2 = 4. But in our instance, right now, where you are in this moment, 2 + 2 = 5. So how long do you think it would take for you to balance your checkbook with this new discovery? If I just told you all of a sudden right now, today, and I told you to go home, I know you're probably saying, Christiane, I don't balance anymore. I just log on and I check it and it gives me my balance. Yeah, I'm telling you to go back to old school. I want you to balance out your checkbook. How long do you think it would take you? How hard would it be for you to go shopping when you're standing there going, okay, I only have $20 here and I've got to figure out my budget for this moment right now and I've got to get X, Y, and Z. What is that going to look like? Yeah, I know. It sounds like story problems. We're back in math class. Some of you are like, oh my gosh, get me out of math class. Others are like, I love math. Okay, it doesn't matter what side of the spectrum you're on today. You're in math class called life class. 2 + 2 = 5. How difficult is this going to be in your life right now at this moment? Your entire concept of numbers, and that's anything with numbers, has just changed drastically. It's been turned upside down. Money, bills that you have to pay, time, whether you get up in the morning, when you're going to go to bed, how long it takes for you to cook something. If you're trying to figure out, you know, you're navigating your calendar, trying to figure out a schedule, you're cooking, you're shopping. Oh, are you going crazy right now just thinking about it? You're already becoming overwhelmed. So think about what you want to change in your life right now. What is your 2 + 2 = 4? What is it? Now, I want you to hold that thought for just a moment. It could be you want to scale up your business. Maybe you are working towards a new company. You've been researching them and you're like, okay, it's time to make a move, but is this the right time for the move? Maybe you're going back to school. Maybe you're trying to lose weight because you already know that, man, that New Year's has come and gone. And now you're like, I got to really kick it into gear because summer, woo, it's been a realization weekend, right? Palm Sunday, you're like, oh my gosh, we've got summer right here around the corner. What is it for you? Hold that thought right there. Now, what do you think needs to change that will get you closer to what you're wanting? Now stick with me there. If you want to change, you have to be willing to let go what you know. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. You have to let go of what you know. You already said, okay, I want to get healthy. Whatever that get healthy, your definition is. We're going to go with that. It's a pretty easy one to look at. I want to get healthy. But I know, well, root beer floats don't go well on that get healthy scale. No, they don't. Trust me, I've been there. I love root beer floats, especially with Bluebell ice cream. Okay, that's for another episode, but it just sounds so tempting. But this is all to illustrate to you today that you've got a problem here, right? That you need to solve. You've got this 2 + 2 = 4 equation in your life, and you've just been told that 2 + 2 = 5. You're wanting to make changes. One problem that arises when you want to make a change is the unwillingness to let go of what you know, what feels comfortable, the stuff that sticks to you like glue. It's these habits. You harbor them because you know them. You have to be willing to let go of what you know. And when you let go of something, what happens? You experience loss. And this is the key. What's the definition of loss? Losing something of value. Now, and I know for me growing up, I would think that loss is more of losing my loved one, someone close to me, a family member, a good close friend, a neighbor. Okay, we think of loss as something of value, more directed towards a person. And yes, that is a type of loss. But we have losses every day. Have you checked your bank account lately? Those automatic withdrawals, those bill pays, you have lost some money. It's gone. Your bank account is being depleted. I know you didn't want that reminded on a Monday morning. I'm sorry, but stick with me here. We have to understand that loss is something more than actually a person. It's losing something of value. And when you lose something of value, that creates what? A gap, an emptiness, and what else? Pain. Loss hurts. And when loss hurts, we want to fill it up with something what we know we feel comfortable with. So when you're wanting to change something, you have to think about this component in your journey. No one talks about that when we want to change something, we're actually going to feel like we've lost something along the way. But we have. So let go of what you know. What does that look like? Well, number one, recognize the loss. What you don't have, what you are giving up. You got to recognize it. You got to own it. What is that for you? Whatever that change is, that is your loss, that next step. Now, it may not be the main change. So let's say your issue is you want to lose 20 pounds, to make it simple. If you are saying, okay, I want to lose 20 pounds, that is not the change. That's the result you're looking for. See the difference? What you're looking for is that step that you need to take. So when you have a loss, what is it that you may have to lose those 20 pounds? Okay, maybe it's your eating habits, for example. Maybe it's your intentional movement. You're not exercising enough. You're more, not necessarily a couch potato, but your life has you sitting more than moving more. And so you have to be strategic in that. So you have to understand that I may not be able to watch TV for 3 hours when I come home with my family. Or if you choose to do that, you have to watch it differently. So maybe having a stationary bike or having the treadmill where you all watch together as a family. So understand, what is the loss? What you don't have, what you're going to be giving up. Number two, honor the loss. And this kind of sounds strange too, right? But a loss is something that is missing, is no longer there. There's a hole that's trying to be filled. And when you take that away, we feel empty. And some of it, yeah, honestly, we don't need to have that filled anyway, because it's just stuff that, well, we don't need. But in our brain, the way it works, our body, our brain is saying, whoa, 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 red flag. Stop the presses. It's time to pay attention because I'm hurting here. You used to take care of me here, and now I don't feel it anymore. So now you need to do something for me. So honor the loss. This might mean forgiving yourself of what it has been doing to you, like eating root beer floats. Yeah, what do those do for you? Yeah, well, that helped put me, some little extra weight that I didn't need. Oh, did they taste good going down it? Oh, they were so yummy at 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock at night when I finally got the kids to bed and things were settled down, but they were not good on the hips. They were not good on my heart. They were not good on my marriage. It was just not good. So maybe you have to honor that loss and say, you know what? The root beer floats, they were awesome, but it's time for them to not be here. It's okay. Another way to honor the loss is what it was taking from you. So for example, time. Time away from the family. Maybe you're doing something and involved in something that is actually taking away something you wish you had. Spending more quality time with your family. So recognize that. So you've got recognize the loss, honor the loss. You know this is where it is. And number three, let go of the old and celebrate the new. Let go of the old. Celebrate the new. Throw a party for what's to come. Expect the unexpected. It's time to leave behind what's holding you back. I can't help. It's Easter. And I think about the change for Jesus. He could have changed everything. He didn't have to get on that cross. But he chose to. Some would argue, he was just kind of like, well, he was God. He had no choice. Yes, you can say that, but he did. He was human. He felt what we felt. How we feel. When we get hurt, we hurt. When we lose something, there's a loss there. There's an emptiness. He lost people that he loved. He didn't have to put us through that feeling during then. I mean, think about his mother watching this. Do you think that would have been easy on him? It was a loss, but he was willing to recognize it. He honored it. He was willing to let go and celebrate the new. And that gave us eternal life. Something we celebrate, something that is very meaningful right now here in our week. When you begin to broaden things out a little bit more and stop nitpicking what you really want, the change seems something what? Attainable. You are ready to embark on a new adventure, a change to better your life. Are you ready for it? I know you are, because you wouldn't still be listening to me if you weren't. Is it going to be scary? Oh, yeah. Are you going to fail? Probably. Will you miss a few steps along the way? Oh, yes, definitely. But can you reach the other side where you really want to go? Yes. Will it look the same as what you're thinking now? Probably not. But you can get there. One step at a time leads to miles of greatness. If you've been stumbling around going, I really want change. I need to do something right here in my life. I already asked you that question earlier. What is it that you want to change in your life? And then I said, what do you need to do to get you closer to that? Because remember, some of us think of that change as the result, and we think that's what needs to change, but we don't understand there may be 100 steps before we get to the change that we're looking for. So we have to look at that one little piece of puzzle of hundreds of thousands of pieces yet to come to get to where we want to go. You can do it, but maybe you want some help. I have a free gift for you. Click on the link in the show notes, take AIM. It's my coaching call. Maybe you've never experienced coaching and you're like, gosh, it'd just be nice to chat with someone. Understand where I'm at. Maybe can help me figure out a strategy, utilize some tools to get me at least jump started. Click on that link, take aim in the show notes, and that will begin our conversation. Let go of what you know. So let me ask you this. Is change really possible? If yes, then what are you changing today? I want you to be the incredible woman that God is designing you to be. I want you to be the incredible man that God is designing. But you have to be willing to take the step. Be the change you want to see in the world. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.